Today's episode is entitled, Ask for His Timing. 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 and 14 say, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. This is a good and gentle reminder that God wants a relationship with us. When we have a relationship with the Lord, we have the ability to speak to Him freely. Through my podcast and Facebook page, Ask Seek Knock, I try to encourage other believers to ask the Lord for their needs, seek Him in all they do, and continue knocking. Matthew 7:7 has become a daily reminder for my life that we need to constantly be seeking the Lord and talking with Him so that we can know His will for our lives. And more importantly, we will need to continually seek His will, not our own. Matthew 7:7 says, Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Today's verse from 1 John reminds us of that promise. Verse 14 says that we can speak to the Lord in confidence and know that He hears our requests. When we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have eternal life with Him. This gives us the reassurance that when we speak to the Lord and ask things according to His will for our lives, He hears us. Then comes our part. We need to trust and believe in faith that He hears our prayers and He will answer our prayers according to His will and in His timing. As humans, we like to have things immediately. We like that immediate gratification and reassurance. With the Lord, it might be immediate for Him, but His timing is not the same as ours. And we need to remember that and not get frustrated, but pray without ceasing and asking for things according to His will, God's will, be done in our lives, then patiently waiting for it to happen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18 say, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So, I guess it's really that simple. We need to rejoice always, pray always, and give thanks at all times. Keep asking, seeking, and knocking. He hears your requests.